who you think you are and what you're hanging on to.
Be stripped down, surrender, lock into source.
Feel it in your nerve.
And to be there and have the world drop away and make your own world. Be there. Be there. And if you start to get that sensitivity.
Well, there's a kind of magic.
Really communicating, zeroing in
to find that feeling.
Of
being part of the flow of something.
Then you can begin to understand that
the process
is the purpose.
The joy of making music is you making music, you know.
Because see, music is a universal language.
A resonance and a harmony of vibration.
So the whole thing is sort of a celebration.
It's a freedom, I think.
It's like life here, you know. The struggle between the logical and the magical.
Between knowledge and experience.
I think we have to connect those differing senses of who we are.
Sort of active choice to deliberately let go of some control.
Reacting and being curious and being completely consumed by what you're doing.
Your vibration.
You know, people always ask where you get your ideas, you know.
The ideas make free and they just come to me and then...
It's kind of like if the piece is telling me the story, so I don't really know the story yet.
It's like you're not playing the instrument, it's like you're the instrument and the universe is playing you. It's a beautiful process.
You become part of the sound.
It makes us aware of the kind of things that we should be aware of but haven't been.
You know, jumpstart our sense of wonder and our sense of
hope that I feel within my own self.
And so that you can see who you are, and then you make peace.
It's not as complicated as you think. You see? Because if you feel something and it's very different, it flows, and you feel you probably make a better world, play a better music.
I think that's as good a note to end on as any.